Good morning. Did you wake up before the alarm? No, I'm sorry. Did you at least get some good sleep? Well, that's good at least. I don't want to get out of bed. It's just so warm. And you're so warm. I could just stay here forever. No complaints. No. Don't get up, please. Just 5 more minutes. I know. I always ask for more time. But seriously, just 5 more minutes this time. Please. Okay, 5 minutes. I can be happy with just 5 minutes. Did you have any dreams? Really? Those are some interesting dreams. No. I'm not falling back asleep. I am fully awake. I am paying full attention to you. See, my eyes are open. Hey, at least they're open, right?
Me? Did I have any dreams?
I did. I don't really remember them. But what I do remember is you're at the pumpkin patch. And you and I went through the little corn maze. Then we got lost, and then we got separated, and then you just left. And, you know, it's a dream world, so I think I just teleported home or something. And then I came home, and I was like, bro, you left. And then I kind of just woke up. It was an odd dream. So please, if we go to the pumpkin patch, and if we do the corn maze, please don't get lost, and then please don't separate from me, and then please don't leave me there. I'll be very sad. I'll be very sad if that dream comes true. Because it's like, out of all the dreams, that one, like, we much better dreams could have come true. But yeah, I think that's the only dream I remember. Very interesting.
Lord, you don't want to go to work.
You want to stay here in bed with me all day. I know you can't stay home, but you should. Just tell them that you're being held hostage at the moment, and you can't quite make it into the office. But if there's anything you can do by email, you will do your best to get done. Think about it. Think of the promotion you'll get while still working, while being kidnapped. That's some dedication right there. Am I right? That is some Except knowing, you know, employment these days, they'd be like, well, that's the bare minimum, so. And you're like, hello, I was kidnapped. They're like, great, great to see you back. Anyway. What are the chances I'm getting you to call out today? Okay. So prepare to get my hopes up soon. Oh, okay. I know I need to get up, but I don't want to. You know, I blame you. You're too comfy. If you weren't so comfy, I would have wanted to get out of bed already. So if you think about it in a roundabout way, this is all your fault. Okay, fine. Maybe not all your fault. But, you definitely have some fault in it. Fine. I guess I can let you up to shower. I guess I can allow it. No. It's so cozy. Fine. Okay, how about this? 3 more minutes, and then you skip the shower. You showered last night before bed. You can just shower after. Come on, please. It's so warm. You don't even really want to get up, right? Because it's so warm. No, I'm not gaslighting you into staying into bed. I'm just trying to make you realize how much better your life would be if you just listened to me and stayed in bed with me. Like, I think it's very valid to have days where you just no, you don't forget you exist. You pretend you don't. You know, no one bugs you. You stay home. You stay in bed. You don't do anything that makes you be human. You just stay in bed and you only purely exist like a blob in front of the TV and under warm and comfy blankets. And if you're lucky enough, you can get someone like you to do it with me. Or me to do it with you. Instead of doing it alone. Now all of a sudden it's romantic. Because we're both here. Am I doing a good job at convincing you? Well, at least my efforts are funny. But hey, look, you gotta be, like, pretty proud. I've already got you another 2 minutes in here just by trying to convince you. I'm winning on accident. Don't go. Come here. I don't know where you think you're going because I am squeezing you. Anywhere you go, you'll have to take me with you. And I don't think you want to take me to work with you. I would be very not fun. I'd get bored. And then I wouldn't stop talking. And then you'd get nothing done. Then what's the point of being even at work? You could have been at home doing the same thing. Oh yeah, I can make anything work out in my favor. Come on, think about it. If you stay home, you can take a nice, long, relaxing shower. No time limits. I can make us breakfast, or we could go get breakfast burritos. Oh, I love breakfast burritos from the little diner down the road. Oh, they're so good. And then, you know, we could watch that show we've been wanting to watch. Not the sad one. I don't feel like crying, but the funny one. The funny action one. That one would be fun to start. And then, think about it. Hey, I'm not done. We could have a very fun day. We could go for a walk. A very pretty sunset walk. Mm-hmm. And then before that, you know, I'm sure we could figure out some fun things to do throughout the day if we're not sleeping all day, to be real. But it's really up to you. Do you want to stay home and make your lovely, sweet, cute girlfriend very happy by calling out and staying in bed with her while she's also calling out? I'm calling out. I've decided it's, you know, you should have known this was an uphill battle the second I kept going with it. It was decided I was calling out like 20 minutes ago. I know we weren't even awake 20 minutes ago, but that's when it was decided. So you can either stay with me and keep me company, or you can leave me. Leave me to fend for myself in this cold, lonely world. What do you say? Are you gonna stay? Be my savior and stay with me? No, these are real tears. Aren't they good? I've been practicing. Now I can always get you to stay in bed with me. Just pull out a fake tear or two and here you are. I am not abusing the privilege. Thank you very much. I am not abusing the privilege. Thank you very much. I'm just bending the privilege to make it more to my will, if that makes any sense. I'm not calculated. I'm resourceful. I can't get it right. So, breakfast burritos or a homemade breakfast? I don't know about you, but I'm voting towards breakfast burrito just because I don't want to have to do the dishes afterwards. But it's up to you since, you know, you've sacrificed so much for me today. What do you choose? Good choice. Good choice. Now, let's get a move on because my stomach is going to start growling and you don't want to meet hangry Bella. We both know she's not very fun to hang out with.